USA Radio News with Wendy King.
4 people, including a shooter, are dead, and 8 others were injured in an attack at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, Florida. Authorities say it was carried out by a Saudi national who was training at the base. At the White House, President Trump was asked about the shooter's background.
Well, that's all being studied now. We'll have a full report on it very shortly.
Could this be considered a terrorism act?
We're not going to report on that yet, but we'll be talking about it very soon. We have a lot of great people looking at it and interviewing people in depth.
The president said Saudi King Salman called to express his condolences and also expressed anger of the Saudi people that a citizen of their country carried out the attack. On Wall Street, stocks were up. The Dow was up 337 points, the S&P up 28, and the NASDAQ up 86. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
President Trump has answered the House Judiciary Committee's invitation to participate with the impeachment inquiry. He said no. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson.
The president's going to say that this is going to look like an unfair proceeding because it's so one-sided. Of course, it's so one-sided because the president chose not to participate. So indeed, at this point, it's just going to be a matter of drafting those articles of impeachment, voting on them, and as he hopes, getting it to the Senate quickly.
The next hearing is Monday. An Alabama police officer was killed during a drug-related shooting, making him the 6th officer to be killed in the line of duty this year. Huntsville Chief Deputy Stacy Bates.
We had information of a large amount of drugs that would be dropped off at a location. Unfortunately, when the suspect showed up, he arrived armed, and the first person he saw when he got to the residence, he drew a gun and immediately fired on the officer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
The economy is buzzing, along with the Labor Department's glowing report on the unemployment rate. John Clemens has more.
Analysts were looking at gains of about 180,000, but according to Lanny Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, there were 266,000 jobs added in November.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 266,000 in November, and the unemployment rate was little changed at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in healthcare and in professional and technical services. Employment rose in manufacturing, reflecting the return of workers from a strike.
That strike involved tens of thousands of workers at General Motors. I'm John Clemens.
Just days after admitting to misusing campaign funds, California Congressman Duncan Hunter announced he plans to resign shortly after the holidays. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has more on the story.
Hunter pled guilty in federal court Tuesday to one count of conspiracy to misuse campaign funds after prosecutors said he and his wife, Margaret, converted and stole more than $250,000 in funds. The announcement came one day after the House Ethics Committee warned him that he should, quote, refrain from voting, end of quote, on the House floor following his plea. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.